I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And directly alongside me, actually next to me, not ahead of me, not behind me, but from the rib, the side, pulled from the side of me, is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson, here in our recording studio slash... Oh, I got to try and figure out the directions again. This would be the west, the due west corner.
West facing.
Of our bedroom. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into our little podcast that could, if we sound a little different or we look a little different, because maybe you're seeing a clip or something like that. That's because we are in a new space. It is not a new space. We've recorded in this space so many times before. But the important thing is, instead of being in beanbags, we are in aesthetically pleasing and uncomfortable
green chairs.
Velvety chairs with a carpet and things, you know, that like on our wall that would make you think that we're in like some type of studio, but we're not. We are in our bedroom. So thank you, everybody. We are happy to have you here on the podcast. Melissa, what are we talking about today?
Well,
what's on the docket? Okay. Melissa is self-conscious about grabbing her notes now because there's a camera that we're probably not going to air the visuals of this episode anyways. We might, though. But you can grab it. I'll grab my laptop periodically. Yeah. You're on camera. We showered for this. We both showered this morning.
We're ready.
I have fluoride on my teeth. I got fitted for a mouth guard.
Congrats.
Because I lost mine in Lynchburg, Virginia. And not my virginity. My mouth guard. I lost... That's
a Virginia joke.
Nobody can lose their virginity in Lynchburg because that, and until they're married, because that's Liberty College.
Yeah.
Right. You with me on this? It's a very, tracking. It's quite dentist in the morning should not be allowed under any circumstance. It's so abrasive. Just the picking, the prodding, the, all of it. I know we talk about dental stuff on this podcast all the time, but it's a big part of our lives, but to get fitted for a night guard or a mouth guard or whatever they call it, you know, they're putting putty in the mouth and bite and chew. And I told her, I was like, I feel like I'm an arts and craft project right now. And then at the end, it just feels like, you know, when you pop a bubble on your lips and it's just sticky. That's what it is. It's just so sticky.
The residue. Yeah. When I did mine last year, they put something on the top of my mouth so that I wouldn't gag.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But then for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, like it didn't feel like I could swallow. And so I'm like driving home and I took a drink of water and I was like choking on it because my brain,
this was over the mouth guard,
the gag reflex, and it convinced me that I couldn't swallow. So I was like drowning on my
You were waterboarded before 9:30 a.m. on just a normal day.
Yeah, and they were just trying to help me.
Yeah.
So I would keep that putty in my mouth.
Yeah, and you just had to get home and get to an art class and laundry. And you're like, I don't have time to die right now. So, other than that, what do we have? What do we have on the docket for today, Melissa?
Well, we didn't really talk about it.
Melissa, don't tell them that.
Spoiler alert!
Don't give them the secrets. Mm-hmm. I know that we have some emails. I know that we're going to get to some emails today.
You did get me to start playing Wordle.
We're going to talk about Wordle. We have some Wordle discussions. We had teased kind of talking a little bit more about therapy last episode, but we did not. We've got some travel stories to discuss.
We do have some bingo dingos.
What are our bingo dingos today?
We finished Boba Fett.
We finished Boba Fett. We have a Boba Fett bingo and dingo.
I have one for Encanto.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a full episode. And then wherever else my rabbit brain takes us. So a couple things before we get going on all that. If you are not familiar with Patreon, we'd love to tell you about Patreon. Patreon is just a little way that you can get a little more and give a little more. Mm-hmm. So for as low as $5 a month and up to $100 a month, depending on how much access you want, how much of the goods you want. You get free stuff in the mail. You get a monthly Zoom hang. That's going to be coming up, right?
Yes. We have a date. It's the last Sunday in February, which would be the 27th.
On the 27th. Okay.
27, 4 p.m. PST.
Check that out. You know, you can, if you're a Patreon, you get to go to that. You get online content early. You get, you know, discounts on merch. The $100 ones, we send them a free, we are not a free. We send them a,
we got to shop again.
We got it. We send them a, an item from a thrift store a month. They get a custom thrift store item from me every month.
Yeah.
So lots of fun stuff. You can check that out. Also, upcoming headline dates. We have next month, just one next month, the Improv in Pittsburgh. That's a reschedule. And then in April, we have ASW Whiskey Exchange in Atlanta. In June, we have
actually May, but
I'm sorry, I'm way off. On May 4th, ASW Whiskey Exchange in Atlanta. June 16th, the Old Church in Portland. And on sale now in San Diego, Mic Drop Comedy Club. It's a brand new club here, formerly known as the Comedy Palace, but now Mic Drop Comedy Club in San Diego. That's July 1st and 2nd. I have so many other upcoming dates that will be on sale soon, some of which, if you were on my Instagram or Facebook, I was telling you about yesterday. We have St. Louis, we have Indy, we have Austin, we have Philadelphia, we have Detroit. We have Huntsville, we have Nashville, we have Appleton, we have, and then we're finalizing a Phoenix date. We are finalizing a, I think we're aiming for finally getting up to Santa Barbara, Oxnard area.
Nice.
We're playing around. A lot of stuff shaking. A lot of stuff going in some different directions. But I keep forgetting to do emails, so I want to start with emails. Okay. Okay. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. First one right here is this is just a quick one. I think you emailed them back, but I'm gonna read it anyways because people have asked before. Subject: Dry Bar Special. This is from Abby and Zach. Hi, Dustin and Melissa, new listeners to the pod. Been fans of the comedy for a couple years now. We've successfully listened back on the pod to last May, which is when we met you in Salt Lake City. The old podcast episodes remind us you filmed the Dry Bar Special while you were here in Utah. Is that coming up soon? Much love, Abby and Zach. Answer: I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes you know things about when stuff is coming out. Like, if I had a book coming out, it would maybe be coming out June 7th. It may be called How to Be Married to Melissa. It may be available for pre-sale right now. I don't know these things because my publisher hasn't given me full autonomy and permission to announce these things. So I don't know. I don't know, but if it were to happen, I would know that that would be on June 7th. The Dry Bar one, not a clue. It's been almost a year, though.
Apparently, they just have a catalog.
Yeah, they do like 3 a week. Yeah. And I gave them something they're not looking forward to.
They're like, maybe like Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Whenever
he's traveling.
Hopefully.
That's when we'll release it.
Maybe they'll give it Father's Day. I
can see him doing that.
I pitched it last Father's Day because I had no idea what I was getting into. So that's that. That's the answer to that one right there.
All right.
Next up, we've got this next email. This is from Lauren. Mm-hmm. And the subject is Mel Hates Valentine's Podcast.
Right.
As we discussed, Melissa hates Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
Just.
It's not my thing.
You don't like anything that's hyped. You don't like anything that's organized. You don't like anything that is, you don't like the things that people like. And it's because they like them that you don't like them.
Right.
And that's a lot to unpack. Melissa.
I have problems.
Melissa, what would you say? What would you say is like the root of that frustration? When you decide that you like something, you won't like something before you've consumed it. What do you think is leading to that? Are you protecting yourself? Are you, is this about other people?
It's just probably, probably just like I'm better than everyone.
Yeah, there it is.
Bingo dingo.
Bingo dingo. Okay, so the email says, Dear Dustin and Melissa, I've been a fan for a few years now, as I used to live in Seattle and I'm originally from the Midwest. I appreciate your references to both. I was laughing so hard at the episode this week about your back spasm in the Midwest. Between the references to the cold, the conversation with the nurse, and trying to get your medicine without the ability to turn left, tears were coming out of my eyes. Thank you so much for your weekly updates and for making me laugh out loud. Take care. Well, Lauren, you weren't the only one with tears coming out of your eyes. I was in a lot of pain, and that I gave you some laughter. That is the best medicine for you, not for me. My back still hurt so bad and still hurts. I've been Googling positions to sleep in so it doesn't hurt as much. You're supposed to sleep on your back. I cannot do it. Can you sleep on you? No. Can you just
lay? When you're pregnant, you're not supposed to sleep on your back.
On your stomach.
Back.
What?
Yeah, there's like a nerve.
The baby's going to go through your back. there's a nerve situation.
You finally fall asleep and you're so tired. And then you wake up and you're like, oh no, I'm on my back.
Right. The baby's dead.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
Well, it's just so scary.
Well, they're just like, and oh, by the way, you can't sleep on your back.
Yeah.
Or your stomach. So, signs it is.
Would you, looking back on your pregnancy days and your upcoming pregnancy?
No.
How do you reflect on the sleeping and pregnancy years? Do you find yourself missing them at all? Do you reminisce over them? Just any part of it, particularly not the pregnancy, but the sleeping during pregnancy, were the worst years of your, like the worst sleep you ever got, or were you just so exhausted that you would eventually just zonk out?
The way I view sleep is like, or newborns, right? Which is the interrupter sleep, is just like kind of like a get through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I'm just gonna lay here until I fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I would say that's how you view most days.
Just gotta get through it.
Huh?
Life philosophy?
Life philosophy. Melissa's Green life philosophy. Just get through it. Push it down. Act like it's okay. Enjoy. I mean, there is some joy along the way, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just push through it.
It's super uncomfortable.
Right.
You're restless.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have, like, I can fall asleep really fast now. Mm-hmm. But when you're pregnant, that's way harder. Yeah.
What about
way harder to fall asleep?
What about the times that you were sleeping in an inner tube when you would put your belly in the inner tube?
I know. And this is like pre-Amazon.
Yeah.
I had to stock up on those inner tubes in the summer.
Yeah, you had to go. It was hard to find an inner tube.
So like the circular donut ones that I could lay my belly in. Yeah.
Those weren't good times.
I remember once you took or posted, I think you posted.
I posted a picture of you laying face down. That probably exists somewhere on the internet still, right?
Claire.
I remember an older mom friend who told us she would go bury her belly in the sand.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They would just dig a hole and she would just put her belly and then she would just lie flat down.
There's something about the gravity.
And it would just.
I didn't try that.
It just. I mean, I guess that is a way to lay on your stomach. You don't have to go to
that's
the beach. You can dig a hole in your backyard.
That's a lot of work. I never did that.
I think she said she's like getting the pressure off, but that to me feels like it would be more pressure.
I swam with our third baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The only time in your life you've consistently swam.
Well, yeah, we didn't have pool. There's no pool access in Washington State.
No.
Unless you just are part of a country
and
club,
it's all indoor pools, you know? And those are the ones that you walk into and your eyes are bleeding immediately from just the bleach air. And
I mean, now that I say that, my first job was at an indoor pool.
That is
in Washington.
True. Yeah. At a rec center. Yeah.
It was like 4 feet deep.
Yeah.
It was just.
Someone had to teach those rich kids how to swim.
Yeah.
Someone had to teach them their little.
It's great for their skin.
What are they? What's the strokes called?
We used to call them ice cream scoops.
Ice cream scoops. Yeah, just FYI to any of our the people who have taught our kids how to swim, Melissa was highly critical and judging from the bench, the rafters, because she had experience.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's not true. No, they were really good. Those were real pros. You were like a high schooler.
I taught kids how to swim.
Yeah. Where are those kids today? Hmm. Show me the track record.
They email me all the time.
Do they? Thank you. Yeah. Just just photos from the beach. Okay. Next. Here we go. A couple more. Oh, this is a good question. Have you read that?
I read this one because I got bored.
Melissa, you're not supposed to read the emails.
Well, it said question for Melissa.
You're not supposed to read the emails. I got bored. Question for Melissa. This is from Sarah. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. Question for Melissa. Do you ever get really upset and defensive over comments that Dustin might receive on social media? Although it's part of the job, I would think that would be really tough for any comedian's loved ones to deal with. Now, when I skim read this, I thought it was going to be, do you ever get upset about things that Dustin says about you on the internet?
Oh.
Or that I say about you on stage, which is also a good question. Yeah. But that's not the question that Sarah has. Sarah, thank you for the email. Do you ever get really upset or defensive over comments that Dustin might receive on social media?
Well, some of the apps I don't have, like Twitter and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
My YouTube account is like all restricted because the kids watch
it. Right.
So I can't even see comments.
So the only ones you see are on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. I would say no. I don't get too riled up about the internet trolls.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm at a show and someone says something snarky to me.
Says snarky to you?
While you're performing.
Oh.
That upsets me a lot.
Oh, you mean like someone we know or something? Or
just someone.
Give me an example. Yeah. I don't understand this hypothetical situation.
You know, I mean, comics, like, what? I can't think of a bust balls. I don't know how to say that.
Ugh.
In a what? What's an appropriate term to say there? They
bust each other's chops.
Okay.
Yeah, they make fun of each other a little bit. You know, they tease.
Elbow.
So if a comic says something to you.
If a comic says something to me.
Yeah.
That gets under my skin.
I understand that. Yeah.
Specifically about a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That irks me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if not a fan, I would say more of just a generic attender.
Uh-huh.
Decides that they're going to like not shoot the breeze, but like, you know,
kind of muck it up in the
me.
Oh, with you.
But not super complimentary.
Oh, I see.
That has happened a couple times. And,
yeah.
And you're like, what's your angle?
But yeah.
They're trying to be funny. And
yeah. People don't know how to act around comedians. And then also people are like, comics have a very specific way of talking to each other. So if even for a friend or for a wife or a family member, for a comic, I think people assume that like a comic's wife is going to be exactly like a comic or a comic's husband or a comic's friend. And they're not.
Like, I'm not going to come back with like sharp, piercing one.
No. You're going to want to be like, my husband is more successful than you. That's what you want to say. That's what you in your heart want to say.
Or you're just like, they're projecting insecurities or.
Sure. Or they're just trying to get a laugh.
Jealousy or they're just making a comment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I take it the wrong way.
But internet stuff does not bother you at all. That doesn't get to you? No.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not on the internet that much.
That's true. Someone on TikTok said yesterday that like all women with bangs are B words.
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
I don't. That's funny.
That's how you can tell the bangs. That's what the B stands for. So
yesterday when we were at the cat cafe,
mm-hmm.
one of the moms for Claire's birthday said like, well, all black cats are mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no.
People like to make overgeneralizing statements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, we have two black cats.
People.
One of them's really nice.
Yeah. People want to have, you know, black and white lines and boundaries, that prisms to which to see the world by. And that makes them feel safe there. And if that's mm-hmm. what you need, that's great. For some people, that's a religion. For some people, that's their take on people with bangs or black cats.
Or Wordle.
Yeah. Or Wordle. Yeah. Segway. Melissa and I, it's taken 20 years of being together, and we've had phones that whole time, but we have found an internet game that we both play. We don't really play together,
no.
per se. You know, we go, did you get it? And we're like a little competitive. And Melissa's better at word games, always has been. If we play Scrabble, you dominate me. and it's not
we
even
don't close. Play that much, but
no. But yeah. I've it's not even really fun for me because it's like it would be like you playing football with me or something. You're like, this is not that you, or it would be, it's like you wrestling me. You're like, this is not a fair fight, you know. And that's how I feel when it comes to words, which is funny because words are the only thing that I'm actually good at. But that doesn't mean Scrabble.
It's just the letter.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like communication is the only thing that I'm any good at. But
yeah. But you like Wordle.
No, sorry. I was trying to do a joke there. I said I was good at communication and then I did a long pause and I couldn't think of, but I do like Wordle. I like that it's,
to bail you out.
You know, I want it to be every 12 hours, not 24 hours, because I get a little, you know, a little itchy. I'm like, I need a little word to solve.
I can't believe you can think of it every 12 hours. That's my problem. I just missed it yesterday.
Yeah, but then again, you're going to get in the routine because today I took Claire to school. You said something very mean to wake me up with. What? And then I said, did Claire get any more sleep? And Claire, this is okay. This is sleep is the longstanding battle with us. Every day, Melissa gets more sleep than me, but I am in that bed longer than her. So it's a point of contention. I'm always more tired because I wake up every hour or two with pain or a nightmare, or I have to go to the bathroom, or just general anxiety. And most nights, some point in that night, I will have at least a half an hour stretch where I'm up in the middle of the night. Every night. So consecutive sleep, Mel gets more time in the bed because I'll go back and then I'll sleep in longer. And a lot of time I'll fall asleep before you. There's some controversy over these things. So last night, our morning
sure
was
not just, alone.
So
in this.
Joel can't. I know. I'm sure we're not all. Please do tell us with the sleep. I bet sleep is the argument for a lot of people. If I were to write a marriage book, I would certainly discuss sleep in there. So this morning we had a fairly late-ish night, not super late. Joel has preschool football weights.
Yeah.
So he comes in at 6:20. Actually, my alarm woke me up at 6:20 because I had set an alarm to check in for my Southwest flight. Pro tip, set an alarm 24 hours so you get a good seat on Southwest. Well, I take Joel to school. I come back. As I go to the bathroom and come back, Claire's up and I take Claire. It's just like 6:20, 6:30, something like that, 6:40, you know, and I go, Claire, it's still pretty early. Why don't you go late? It's too early to get up and start watching YouTube. Just go back to bed till 7. And I put the clock up and she's like, at first she's like, I don't want to. And then she's like, I'm cold. I put the blankling and she's like, I'm fine. So I come back into the bed. We have some tired talk. Gloria's alarm is supposed to go off at 6:45 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I say to you this morning, I go, did Claire go back to sleep? And then you snapped back right away because you were sensing that I was looking for some praise or something. And when I wasn't, I was just generally inquiring. And you go, well, Gloria's alarm goes off at 6:45. Now, Gloria's alarm did not go off at 6:45. So you're working from the hypothetical there of how it was supposed to happen. And what it's, I know what it all is.
My argument is based on a girl with ADHD remembering to set her alarm.
I know, but I know what you're getting at, which is like, I have my morning routine. Don't try and get involved all of a sudden. Don't act like you did this big thing to help Claire. Like, she gets up in the 6 o'clock hour. You would know that if you were up at that hour. It's all that coming undone. All right, so that's the energy that I'm met with. And I just tell myself, don't engage. This is nothing. There's nothing good coming from this. This is going to go absolutely nowhere. I take Claire to school and I'm like, Melissa's going to be running around the house. She's doing that thing where she's just like barking orders that nobody's even home. And she has a million things to do, but she's just spot cleaning this cabinet for some reason. This is, you know, because if I can control this little cabinet, then my world will be at peace here. Instead, you're sitting there playing your Wordle, enjoying a little cup of coffee, which I did not see coming. So what I'm saying is you're getting in the habit now of remembering your Wordle.
Healthy habits.
I think Wordle is a healthy habit, actually. I would put it in the healthy habit category. I think anything that
brain health.
Yeah, I think anything that makes you think is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I too had a rough morning, Dustin. I get up at 6:45 to make sure. You just did your sleep story.
I had already let the cats out. I took more kids to school than you did today.
So I get up at 6:45 to make sure the big kids are up.
Mm-hmm. One of them is already out of the house, FYI.
And then
this guy.
I unplug our dishwasher that connects to the sink.
Uh-huh.
And I feed the cats.
Uh-huh. They were outside, though.
And then I go back to bed.
Yeah.
For 20 minutes.
Yes.
Until 7:15.
Uh-huh.
And then I make Gloria's sandwich, and they leave.
Yeah.
The kids leave.
Yeah.
This morning, I forgot about that.
You forgot. Yeah.
I start scrolling my phone because I'm trying to wake up.
I was wondering, you were scrolling a lot in bed today.
6:45 to 6:55. And then I was like, now I can't. I missed my sleep window.
I missed my get to go bed.
Because I forgot. So we're all off.
We're all off.
Yeah.
Well, our kids have barely gone to school the last like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, they have different. The girls had 2 Mondays off.
Yeah.
And then Joel had Friday, Monday off.
Right.
And I'd like drive him to a wrestling tournament. Like I did no work Friday.
And then our schools have Tuesday early release days. And
mm-hmm. So it's like almost Wednesday and they've had like 5 hours
when you're
of school.
Yeah. When your kid, when they don't have Tuesday school night. On Monday and then that early release on Tuesday, you're like, I mean, you guys, it was like a half week for you guys right now.
At least Joel's high school doesn't do the early release.
Right.
That's
right.
An elementary school thing.
Well, the good news is you get to do it all by yourself the next 3 days.
Hey.
Up top. Bingo. Hey. I'm leaving.
Is this the transition to the Bingo Dingos?
No. It's not. It's a weird week as far as travel goes.
I also just thought that we could also talk about our Pictionary fight.
Yes, I think we should table that. We need to do that right away.
It's not Pictionary. It's
charades.
Charades.
Okay, so every family fights over board games. I don't think this is not an opinion. This is a hard fact. Families fight over board games. I have realized that our 5 family members all have a different bad way of handling board games.
Yeah.
Gloria, our middle child, is a cheater. She will cheat. She will look at your cards. She'll steal stuff. She'll hide. She will bend the rules of the game in order to cheat. Claire will be a sore loser. Claire will cry and just be a full-on crybaby if she loses or is losing in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
And that's bad because the big kids know that and they will make fun of her and it's all bad.
Prey on that weakness.
Joel is a whiner. Joel will complain. He'll feel like he got cheated, right? Like, oh, it's not even fair. He'll say it's not fair a lot. You know, that comes down to video games. He always like he acts like the rules aren't the same, essentially. You will debate a rule. You will get caught up on a rule technicality and argue it on principle, as we'll discuss in this example. Mm-hmm. And you will fixate on that and be an overall bad time because you won't be able to look beyond that. I will get so frustrated by this type of behavior.
You'll threaten to end the game.
I will threaten to end the game or just end the game. I do the same thing when we watch TV shows too. I'll just turn the TV show off. I'm like, we're done. We can't. Oh, you can't not crack your knuckles during this movie?
In your ear.
Yeah, exactly. You sit on the couch and I sit on the floor. So when you crack
this
your toes.
Why your back hurts.
When you crack your. No, I sit on the floor because my back hurts. You sit on your. You're cracking your toes in my ear. And there are maybe 10 things that I have told my family members, my kids, not to do at least 100 times. Don't knock on the door when you are with somebody that has keys.
The front door.
Do not knock on the front door if it's locked, if you are with somebody that has keys.
And they're right behind you.
They're right behind you. Don't inconvenience the person on the inside of the house. Because you can't wait 5 seconds. Don't knock on the door if you are with somebody that has keys. Just wait, child. Just wait. That's one of them. Don't crack your knuckles during shows is another one. What are some other ones that I have? Don't eat until we've all sat down and prayed. That's one that I will. They'll be like chew with your mouth closed, but like that's a habit type one I get. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of things that I've said a million times. Those are a few of the biggies. Yeah. And that door. Oh,
I do not like people opening Amazon packages.
Yeah, that's true. You open the Amazon packages here. Your absolute pet peeve is someone picks up the Amazon package and then just opens it right away.
And then there's just stuff everywhere and nobody puts anything away or breaks down the box.
You get mad at me for looking through the mail.
Yeah, because you have ADHD and we're trying to like formalize a plan and then you're like,
I'm just looking for a check. That's all I'm looking for. I'm like, did money come?
And you're like, your dad has an insurance statement. And I'm like, now we're gone.
Yeah. That's true. I don't need any more distractions. So we're in this board game and Everyone behaves the way that they normally do.
Yeah, Claire gets a new board game for her birthday.
She got charades, which is fun. Charades mm-hmm. is fun. Now
she likes to play charades.
She likes to play charades. Now, the word that she had to act out was Cinderella. Cinderella was the clue. And you guys got near Cinderella, right? You guys were getting princess like Disney. And then now what happens is all who you ask. What actually happened was Melissa blanked out. All she saw was red. So she doesn't know what actually happened. Because Claire was doing an act out that involved Cinderella's slipper. That's what you guys were saying. Because this game of charades, there's a lot of like direct phrases. Like there would be like bacon, eggs, and cheese. Like something or scrambled eggs and bacon was one. But and you have to say it exactly like that. You can't be like eggs and bacon breakfast. You have to say scrambled eggs and bacon. And this one you had to say Cinderella. That was it. And so you guys were like Cinderella slipper, Cinderella's glass shoe, Cinderella at the ball. You were saying all these other things, but what was not actually said was Cinderella. End of answer was Cinderella. So we didn't get it. And then we flipped it and the answer was Cinderella and you began to just shut down.
Because then you guys went and you should have gotten the word. It was like soccer, but you know, you said soccer.
It was soccer cleats, right? Or something like that.
And
or,
I was like, soccer is in soccer cleats. You got it. And then you wouldn't take the point.
No, because I didn't get the answer. I wasn't guessing soccer. Soccer cleats and soccer are different things. They're different nouns. They're it's different, just, you know.
That's not how I play charades.
You've never played charades. You've played charades 6 times in your entire life. You don't have some house rules.
If the word is said in a different word, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, but that's not how the games play. But you kept going. It's the principle.
If it's like Easter egg, we say Easter egg and it's Easter.
You didn't get it. Then you didn't get it. Yeah, those are different things. Those are different words.
I just don't want to play
that way. Okay. Well, that's the rules of the game, though. But the funniest part about all of that to me was you were doing this big thing over the rules and we have to play it this way, like the proper way. We said it right. I had given you Claire's answers every time up until that. We had been cheating so as to make the game easier.
You know, and then you were looking exactly.
You had more players.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went boys, girls.
Yeah, but you went half the time and I went a third of the time.
Right. But I had Joel as a guesser. I don't know what the even teams were in that game. I don't know how to make
Gloria
those
teams. Gloria answered one of yours.
Gloria gave us an answer that made Claire cry. That was great. I don't know that we'll ever play charades again, but I just thought it was really funny that you were looking for a bailout, essentially, when I had given you the last two answers. I was literally showing you the answers so that our birthday girl would enjoy the game.
I was baiting Gloria to get the answer. So I'd be like, shoo.
Oh, princess. So you did know the answer was Cinderella.
I did. Oh, and I was trying to get Gloria to say it.
Oh, okay.
So it was, we're all lying.
This is very funny. It's very, very funny.
Well, anyways, we won by one because you wouldn't accept soccer.
Yeah, because I didn't get the answer right. So next up we got here. This is a subject. By the way, we love discussing your emails here. They're a nice launching pad of discussion for us. Choose emails that don't make me come back there at gmail.com. This one is from Rebecca. Subject is Hi, holiday, Rebecca. Not really horror story. Dustin and Melissa, I wasn't going to send this in, but it seems like Valentine's Day is a great time for missteps more than absolute horror. I wonder if it's because it's not usually spent with family, but someone you're still trying to impress. This story also sounds like some relationship dynamics that y'all might face. I just started dating my now husband and he informed me of his plans to take me to Olive Garden for Valentine's Day. Big flex, haha. My first question, did you make reservations? He responds, no, it's Olive Garden. Because I wasn't a professional nag yet, I shrugged and said, okay. Tip, Olive Garden has a 3-hour wait on Valentine's Day for walk-ins. He went to the store and bought noodles and a jar of Alfredo sauce. We ate dinner at his parents' house that night. My husband is now great at making reservations and cooking. So much improvement in the last 15 years. Thanks for the podcast. One of my favorite listens each week. Thanks, Rebecca. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That is very funny. And 100% checks out. It sounds like something I would do early on a relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. Though I like planning things.
Well, and you worked at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Oh, restaurant that wouldn't take reservations. Outback Steakhouse.
Really?
No rules, just right.
There, except that rule. Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, there are a lot of rules there. You have to dye your jeans dark blue. Yeah, you have to iron your shirts in a certain way. Yeah, I bet all those rules are gone now anyways. If you have a company right now and anyone shows up to work, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Okay, talk to me about Bingo Dingos here. Yes. As we hit the last half of our podcast. Last half? Last 13 minutes or okay. So. What do we have to review today?
Encanto
and Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Do we have any other things we wanted to discuss today? Wordle, Bingo Dingo on Wordle as a game.
I'm going to give it 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5, yeah.
It's fun. Good for the brain.
It's good for the brain. It's something to do. It and feels productive.
You can talk about it with people.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah, you know, and you, I think, you know, there is a branch of people who badmouth it now because it wasn't always New York Times.
Yeah.
It was something else. I don't know. We only know the New York Times era, though.
Yeah. Someone created it on a website and then New York Times bought it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good for that person that created that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great little game. I have no complaints. 5 out of 5. Great little game.
Me too.
I would love it to be an app. I don't love that I have to get on a little browser thing.
I would love a reminder.
You love a reminder?
I could create one.
I'm making it 4.2 out of 5, actually, because I don't love that it's on a browser. The sharing feature is very clunky. What was the thing that you said you didn't like about it just now? Oh, the reminder.
Oh, yeah.
Boba Fett. Let's talk about Boba Fett. Yeah. Boba Fett, we finished last night on, we will talk about this. Mm-hmm. This is going to have Boba Fett spoilers. Okay. We talk about things in the regards to how they are consumed as a family. Now, let me say this before we talk about a full kind of review and discussion and rating of Boba Fett. We are not a Star Wars family.
No, we've watched the Star Wars movies.
We've seen all the Star Wars franchise stuff. Maybe not. We've never really gotten into like Clone Wars, like the cartoon. We're not fanatics. We're gonna know everything about like Luke and Anakin and Leia and Darth and all that stuff. The inner family stuff. But if you were like in a pinch, if you were like, hey, what planet is Han from? You'd be like, I'm not sure.
Very few planets.
I know the name of his ship. I don't know where he's from. I know something about a Kessel Run. I know about Chewbacca. I know about Jabba the Hutt. I know enough, Tatooine. But I'm not. I know exactly.
I got that one.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I don't know, though. We're not big nerds. So Boba Fett as a character getting his own spinoff is Boba Fett was always a character that was very cool and very mysterious. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, and he's, you know, he's a bounty hunter and he looks great. Great outfit, you know, just super cool. Him getting a spinoff seemed like it came from the popularity of The Mandalorian because The Mandalorian was so popular and so good.
And they're like, let's make another thing similar.
And I will say that all we can compare it to is The Mandalorian. That's all we have to compare it to. Meaning, if we're going to give it a rating based on the family viewing experience, it is significantly worse than The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even a close comparison. Our kids got bored.
Yeah.
Our kids made fun of it a lot. And again, full spoiler here, when it got good is when the Book of Boba Fett turned into the Book of the Mandalorian.
Yes.
Like, there are two full episodes in the latter half of that thing that they're like, hey, let's forget about Boba. Remember Baby Yoda?
Yeah, we took weeks off. In between, like, four and five or five and six, because we were just like, I don't know if the kids can keep tracking with this.
We kept forgetting about the show, which probably tells you all that you need to know about it.
It was slow in the middle.
It was just kind of hard to get into because, you know, like the flashback stuff, the timeline. It was an enjoyable watch. I think if me and you sat down and watched it, we'd be like, yeah, that was fine. That was a good show, you know?
I think the change in Boba, you know, he like grows as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Tusken Raiders really soften him up.
Yeah, I just think at the end of the day, Boba Fett wasn't very cool.
He wasn't.
I wanted him to be so much cooler. He's Boba Fett. He's like one of the coolest characters in the history of movies, especially in one of the most iconic franchises of all time. And that was his whole thing. He was cool. Yeah, he's a little old, a little slow. He's always so salty. His stuff doesn't look very cool. His movements don't look very cool. Like, you're never doing anything that like, yes. Like, that happens so much in Mandalorian. And that's kind of what you want out of your action heroes. Like, if your action hero...
jetpack.
Exactly. Use the jetpack. Shoot your knee missile more, buddy. We love the knee missile. Like, what you want out of action characters is them to be cool. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. If they also have some complexity and some depth and some backstory and some motivation, you're like, well, that's great. That's all gravy, baby. I'll take all that. That is icing. But the cake has to be, this is cool. And at the end of the day, I just like, I don't think he's very cool.
He's like you want a James Bond-ish type.
Yeah.
And he has none of that.
None. Mm-mm. Just none whatsoever. All the movements, all the kicks look so bad.
I did like his accomplice.
Yeah. Something. Right. Again, we're not Star Wars people. Yeah. I'm sorry if you are seeing or listening to this. Cooler. She was fantastic.
Yeah.
She was great.
She got cooler and better throughout the
series. Yeah. And I think that
slept on her.
Yeah. Renet Tenek, something like that. But when Mando showed up and even Grogu was doing cool Force stuff, you're like, give me the cool stuff.
Yeah.
I want the cool stuff. I don't know. It just you got to the finale and you're like, all right, so there's the guys on the colorful little mopeds going around. And that's I guess I'm kind of invested in them. And we were like, for sure. Like, hey, keep it in the city to protect these people. And then, you know, they're going to destroy the city. And then, you know, they destroyed the city, you know,
those ruins.
Yeah. You brought out the big beast. And wrote it, and he tore down everything, and then he was good, and then he was bad all of a sudden, and he liked to play. You know, it was just a lot. It was a lot. The blue villain guy was great. Loved him.
Okay, with the jaw?
Yeah.
It was like pandemic jaw.
Fantastic. He's stressed. He needs a mouth guard at night.
He was great.
I thought he was one of the highlights of the whole series.
Wild West.
Totally. Yeah. All of it had, he was a lot like the bad guy, I forget his name, in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Very similar. I liked that it was a Western. I like that. You know, it's so bad that we don't know the characters. This is a bad review because we don't know. But we yeah. did premise this by saying we're not really Star Wars people. But the sheriff was great. Mm-hmm. We missed a scene, by the way. The sheriff is alive. He's the guy who's in the chamber. We totally missed that scene.
Oh, because
he's in the chamber. He's alive. The chamber's being used. And then you see Chrysanthemum or whatever the other Wookiee is. I don't think it's Chrysanthemum. It might be that. Was that what his name was? Is the worst review ever given.
We should have Googled the cast.
Nope. It's better this way because it's more accurate to how we consumed it. You know, because, you know, if something holds your attention. Again, before you judge any of this, Melissa watched 9 episodes of Succession before she knew who Logan was.
Yeah.
Logan is the main antagonist of the show. Details, so keep that in mind in there.
Passive watcher.
Out of 5 is our highest dingo rating.
Yeah.
A 5 out of 5 you reserve for things like WandaVision. Mm-hmm. You gave a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Wordle, the game, you gave a 5 out of 5 for Wordle. Going back just for context, what would you have given Mandalorian?
I would have given it 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
it's
now,
great storytelling.
So now you're Boba Fett, the Book of Boba Fett.
Gonna get 3.5 for me.
Yeah.
The last 2 episodes really save it for me.
You mean the last 3? Like the finale and the 2 with Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was trying to not spoil it entirely.
No, we already said spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah.
The attachment with Mando and Grogu.
Yeah.
Is just so heartwarming.
It's adorable. It's adorable. Yep.
I mean, it was enjoyable to me. The kid, it didn't hold the kids.
No.
Until the last 3 episodes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I would say it's a 2.8 out of 5 out of that. It's I actually did enjoy it. Like I would watch them and I was enjoying myself as I was watching it. Stories all over the place, very random. So many things going on. No attachment to any character. And you know what? It's not just this. Like I cried when the bot in Mandalorian died, Taika Waititi's character, when he went down in the lava as a hero, you can develop an attachment to the bots, to the townspeople. It's absolutely possible. Remember the beginning of Mando, the little guy who said that I have spoken. You got really attached to that guy. You can do all of this. Mm-hmm. And it just, I just kind of missed the mark. Just kind of fell a little flat. But I think Mando season 2 is coming out eventually, even though that felt a lot like Mando season 2.
So Jesse is the one who encouraged us to keep watching.
Jesse Egan. Shout out Jesse Egan. Yeah. Yep.
He was caught up.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing a gig with him and he was like, keep watching.
Keep watching. Yeah. Yeah. And I had seen on Twitter, people really like, there was like memes of Mando showing up and being like, and then a hero comes along and it was Mando. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Well, there you go. That's our review on the Book of Boba Fett.
Do you want to do Encanto?
Hit me. I haven't seen it.
All right. I watched it a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Is it normal Pixar cry fest type stuff?
I would say no.
No.
The storyline is rough, mm-hmm. but the characters are really good. Mm. So it's a family. It's based in a location.
Okay.
I think it's based in Colombia. I'm forgetting because it's been a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And
this is a real movie. This is how parents review stuff. We don't know the details.
I was very tired.
What we remember is how we feel when we watch them.
So the characters are very good. You know, Lin-Manuel. Mm-hmm.
Miranda.
Great with names here. Mm-hmm. He did the music, which is awesome. And then I think the woman who, there's like a Latin American woman who was the conductor, mm-hmm. I think, which is like big for her. She'll win awards and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Composer? Person who wrote all the music? Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Man, you wonderful. Seem nervous right now.
This is a great review. I'm just going to keep going.
Tell me what you thought of the movie, Melissa.
Fine. I'm going to find it here. The music is so catchy. Every kid is singing.
Oh,
we
I know.
Don't talk about
I
Bruno.
Know like three or four Bruno songs just from, or what's it called again? Encanto? What's the movie called? Encanto. Because I'm on TikTok, so I know the movies, the songs.
Yeah, so it's like super out there in pop culture. The house is magical. Mm-hmm. And then everyone in the family has magic except one kid.
Right.
And so there's tension between the generations, mm-hmm. the grandma and the granddaughter. Mm. And that's the one storytelling part that's hard is because kind of in the flip of a switch, grandma realizes she's wrong and accepts the granddaughter who doesn't have a gift.
Yeah. That's the most unbelievable part of the movie. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't buy any of this, that an old person changes their mind on the way that they see the world. That's the most unbelievable thing. I would buy talking toys
and a magic house
and monsters that get points and energy by haunting children. And give me another pick and then a superhero family.
Yeah.
And a house made of balloons. I would buy all of that before I would buy an old person changing their mind.
Yes. So, and I had missed it when we started the movie. I was like making popcorn for Claire, but grandma had trauma and she was stuck in her old ways. But for me as an oldest daughter, the strong girl, she has a song, Eliza, mm-hmm. about not cracking under pressure. And she's like, just throw it on me. I got it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you were a firstborn girl or, you know,
which
perfectionist.
Not that either.
Then you might resonate with that song like I did.
So what's your dingo rating?
I'll give it 4 out of 5 because of the music and it's really a beautiful film.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anything else? Is that everything?
I think that's it.
We did it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, folks. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is the $25 a month and up patrons. Those are Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Code to Grow, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farah Journey, Dave and Melissa Cox, Isaac Taran, Taran Isaac, I always mess that up, my bad, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, Jordan Cowan, Courtney Ebling, and Juliana Smith. Thank you guys so much for what you give to the pod.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Car. Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.